This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2240, How to Talk About Things You Do Occasionally.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Maybe you have a busy life, but there are interesting things that you do every once in a while. Today, learn new ways to talk about the things that you do here and there in English to make your conversations more interesting and make you more intriguing.
It's Dua here.
In Beep, I've discovered Flowers and Flames, the new floral facet, the YSL way. It's floral, but in the hottest way, and it's both luminous. It's really such a statement. It's a real ultimate freedom sensation. So Yves Saint Laurent.
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. What are we getting into on All Ears English, Michelle? Oh, I do have a question for you, actually.
Oh, okay. Let me know.
Can I ask you, what is something that you do every day?
Ooh, every day. I would say almost every day I go to the playground. Almost every day. Yes, I spend a lot of time at the playground, and that is what I do. What about you? What's something you do every day?
I make coffee every day at home. Yes, got to have my coffee in the morning. So I don't go to the gym every day, so that doesn't qualify. But it's more frequently than here and there. I mean, what about and there, Michelle? What is something you do kind of here and there and when you feel like it?
Something I do here and there is, that's a good question. Clean my house.
Oh yeah. Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's just, I don't always have the time for it, but you know, I'm hoping to make a change in that soon.
Yeah. I think here and there we'll go out for dinner. My partner and I will go out. Like, we went out last Friday and we had some pizza. That was nice. But we don't go out every night. You know, it's too expensive.
Expensive. Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So here and there, we've been going out more frequently than in the past because things have just been busy. And by the time Dan gets home, you know, and then now my kids request, there's this cute little pizza place that we love. And yesterday we were coming home from the playground and my daughter goes, pizza.
That's so cute.
So we always, yes, they do. So yeah, here and there. We're going to be talking about that today. Guys, before we get into it, we want to remind you to hit follow wherever you're listening to All Ears English.
Yeah, just let the show come right into your listening queue for the summertime and get ready for the fall. You know, it will be the right time to start to really ramp up your English. But even if you have free time this summer, hit that follow button, guys, so we can come to you. All right. Good.
Yes.
Yes.
So today we are going to answer a great question from a listener. And that reminds me of another great question that we had from a listener that was on episode 2221, maybe versus perhaps in English. Mm. So that was a good one. Listen to that one. Now we're going to talk about here and there. And this reminds me, in episode 2015, we did talk about this word dabble.
Yeah.
So that word was brought up then. Lindsay, you like that word, to dabble?
Oh, I love that word. Yeah. Just to try little things. Just try it. Put your foot in the water.
Here and there. Yeah. Exactly. So Lindsay, could you read the listener question?
Yes. This is from Pre-Pre. And Pre-Pre says, in English, you use here and there to talk about rare things. Mm-hmm. That's the question right there. And I love this question. Yeah. There are a lot of ways in which we use here and there about our activities, about finding things, randomly encountering things. So let's get into it, Michelle. Yeah.
Okay. I like this. So what does here and there mean?
It means Occasional. I'd say occasional is a great word to describe. It's not regular. It's not every time or always everywhere. But it's not necessarily super rare, the thing that you're talking about either, right? Yeah.
Not necessarily. I would say it's more this feeling of like sometimes, right? Occasionally.
Yeah.
So for example, I play guitar here and there. I want to start playing more.
Yeah, good. I love that. What else? Is there another one? Another sample sentence here?
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, this is true. I usually shop at the grocery store next door, but I head over to Trader Joe's here and there.
See, that's really interesting because you're talking about physical location. So if we're not paying attention, we might think, is Trader Joe's here or is it
here
there?
Or there? Or is it here and there?
So be careful, guys.
Yeah, that's why it's important to know this, because this could get confusing. I mean, Lindsay, anything about your habits? Like, is there maybe a where you get all your food, but then here and there you go to a special place? Or do you ever go to Trader Joe's?
Not very much. There's one kind of far from where I live. It's in my neighborhood, but it's kind of far. And I don't think they have the best produce in Denver, at least. So I go to Sprouts, King Supers, and occasionally Whole Foods just to grab quick things during the week. So I mix it up, Michelle. I mix it up.
Yes. So this expression here and there is really good to talk about your habits and to connect with someone about how frequently you do something. Or it could be a way to share in someone's excitement, even if they're not talking about something you do. So maybe they really love sports and you say, oh yeah, I watch sports here and there. You can still show that enthusiasm with that kind of expression.
For sure. And I think it can also be used, maybe we'll talk about this in a bit, but I think it can also be used to show how commonplace a thing is, not even related to what we do. For example, you know, in Denver, you can find good Indian food here and there, but it's not necessarily famous for Indian food. You should go to New York for that, right? So that, you know, interspersed, occasionally you can find it, but it, you know, you'd be better off finding Mexican food here because there's better Mexican food. Yeah. So that kind of scenario is a little different from our own habits, but it's an important way to use here and there, I think.
Right, about finding something being around. Yeah, that's a very good point, Lindsay.
Is the English glass ceiling holding you back from success at work? There's an invisible barrier where even if you are qualified and talented, your English skills could still hold you back from assignments, promotions, raises, and more. Let's get you the opportunities you deserve. Let's improve your career English together with the Connection Method. In just a few days, we'll have a special offer on our Business English course that will help you solve this problem. Listen to this show next week to find out how to join us. Thank you. Okay, so let's get into it. So we've talked about the two ways in which here and there we can use, you know, as we said, things we find in certain places and things, and then talking about our own habits. How often do we do something? Now, are there other, we threw out this word occasionally.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah,
so that's the first one. So you can just say occasionally. You could also say on occasion, which is kind of very fancy. Yeah, exactly. It does feel a little fancier,
Does. Yeah, it feels fancy to me for some reason. I'm not sure
thing.
Why.
It means the same thing.
Yeah, but it sounds more articulate or something. So here's a sample sentence for on occasion. I usually buy my clothes online, but I head over to the outlets on occasion. Right? Nice. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you usually buy your clothes online? Or
I just don't shop very much at all. Usually I like to physically try them on just because I'm small and things just usually don't fit. So I need to go physically to the outlets or to the shops and try things on.
What are outlets?
Oh, outlets. Good question. So usually a collection of stores that usually looks like higher end stuff, but it's been discounted because it was seconds or it didn't sell on the main market.
Often the outlets, all the outlets I've been to actually are outside. It's like a outdoor shopping mall in a way, right?
Yeah.
The outlets to me are, it's like a Disney World. I don't go very frequently or anything, but when I do, it's so exciting because so many things are so much cheaper. So,
that's so funny.
I used to like going to the outlets with my mom.
Yeah,
we had a day off. We would drive on over, and yeah, that it's always kind of an exciting. Oh, the outlets.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm not a big shopper, but yeah, it is fun getting a deal on something that a pair of jeans that should cost $300 right. based on the brand. You can get them for $150. That's a great deal, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes. So, okay. So let's talk about another expression. This next one is every once in a while, or you could just say, you could say once in a while or every once in a while.
Yeah. So for example, I don't like football, but I go to a game every once in a while. Nice. Mm-hmm. So again, talking about our habits, how frequently we do certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or every so often. I do indoor cycling for most of my exercise, but every so often I do a HIIT class.
Nice. Speaking of sports and football, I actually went to a soccer game, football is what they would call it in Europe or Latin America, and Uruguay, Mexico last Wednesday. And the craziest thing happened. All these people rushed the field. Two or three people rushed the field during the game. They ran on the field, and like the guy tried to take a selfie with one of the players while the point was going. It was wild. I'd never seen anything like it. Yeah.
Wait, were you on the field?
No, Michelle. Okay. I was in the stands. I would never do that.
Crazy like that. But yeah, I just can't imagine seeing Lindsay on TV running across the field with an All Ears English banner.
Yeah, not a bad idea. So yeah, it was a crazy time. I haven't been to a lot of soccer games, but it was fun for sure. Yeah.
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 Oh, that's fun. That's fun. So, and let's do, well, I mean, I can think of more even. I'm thinking now of this from time to time. I didn't add that in.
Time.
We do that from time to time. Or what's another one? One more, Lindsay.
Yeah, every now and then, right? Or we also say every now and again. Don't we say that?
Yeah. I didn't make that up. Right.
I think that might be an older phrase. I remember hearing that from like friends' parents when I was young.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, it is another way to say this occasional nature of something. I haven't seen her in ages, but every now and again, I shoot her a text.
Right.
Or every now and then, I shoot her a text. Right.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So these are all ways that you can definitely express the same idea. So should we do a role play? Put a bunch of these together, jumble them up.
Jumble them up, Michelle. Let's do it. So here we are, friends, and we're bumping into each other at the class reunion. Nice.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go. Oh, how have you been?
Good. I haven't been here in ages.
Do you keep in touch with anyone?
Not too much. Well, I see Rachel around here and there, and every now and then I run into Casey at the mall. You?
Every so often I get drinks with the girls.
Oh, that's nice.
You should come.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be great. I'm not usually in town, but I'm here on occasion. Also, let me know when you're in my neck of the woods.
I will. I'm there every once in a while.
Great.
Nice.
Sounds like we're never going to meet up.
We're tripping. It's one of those conversations where you both know this is not going to happen. There's a lot of niceties, right? It's not that you don't necessarily want it to happen, but it's more like, are we going to make the effort? You know, maybe we're kind of distant friends from high school or college and,
And like, it would be nice if the opportunity fell in our laps, but to actually seek it out. Everybody's busy. It's probably not going to be the person you are going to in your free time.
I think that's really what happens in your 30s and 40s when people start to have families and just getting busy with their careers. Things get really selective, right? Don't you think?
Exactly. Yeah, you have to. There's a limited amount of time. So.
Right. Versus in your 20s, you're like, sure, let's go out. Let's do that. Yeah. You know, it's a whole different world in your 20s.
Oh, my. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, Lindsay, let's go through this. So we're talking about if we see people. Lindsay, do you keep in touch with people from high school?
Yeah, there's one. So my best friend from high school that we had been best friends since like seventh grade. Yes, I'm definitely in touch with her, but she's the only one that I'm really in touch with. And then she's in touch with a few people. So indirectly, I'm in touch with them.
Right. Kind of. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through it. So you asked if I keep in touch with anybody, and I said, well, I see Rachel around here and there, and every now and then I run into Casey at the mall.
And then you said you, and then I said, every so often I get drinks with the girls. Right. And then what do I mean when I say the girls, like, what do you know about that? What is that? Yeah.
So it sounds like I know that you are still that maybe there's this group of girls that I knew that you were close with in high school, or maybe I was close with them a little bit too, but the girls, it sounds like we know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not just random girls.
Right. There's a distinct group of girls, you know, maybe three or four or five girls who were friends in school, and then now we've moved on, but it's a distinct entity of friends. Yes.
Right. And we use that. I mean, we could do a whole follow-up on that, but yeah, you use that a lot. If you know who the friends are, it's a special group. The girls. Oh, the guys. He's out with the guys. He's out with the girls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. So that's important to point out here. And then you said that would be nice. I'm not usually in town, but I'm here on occasion. And again, we said you could also say occasionally, right?
Right. And then you said, oh, I'm there every once in a while. So sounds like we're not going to see each other.
Yeah. So what does this mean for connection? What's our takeaway today, Michelle? Where should we leave our listeners?
Yeah, this is very useful. This was a really great question about here and there. It's used very frequently. You can use it to talk about your habits. You can use it, like Lindsay said, to talk about, you know, what's in the area. So not just your habits, but about things that are out in the world. But it's just very, very good for connection to be able to share these things, and could lead you to other conversations. So lots of other topics that can come from this.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're really busy with family and life and career, but there are some fun activities that you do here and there. Yep. Or you seek out a certain kind of international food, or interesting, like, little tidbits that you can add to show who you are that make you more interesting, that you can highlight, right? And that makes for a great connection. So that's where these phrases come in.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks to Pre for that question. Sorry. And have a good one.
Yeah. And guys, don't forget to hit that follow button on the podcast or the app or YouTube. Hit subscribe if you're over there watching All Ears English. All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.